good evening. In the news tonight, New York City's public advocate calls out TD Bank for funding gun manufacturers. Jews celebrating Hanukkah speak out against Islamophobia and racism. Indian Point Reactor 2 shuts down. And the opposition wins in Venezuela's election. With these and other stories in New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is some of the news for Monday, December 7th, 2015. Indian Point Reactor 2, run by Entergy Corporation, was forced to shut down on Saturday at around 5:30 p.m. Power was lost to control rods, which regulate fission within Reactor 2. Cliff Weathers is with Riverkeeper.
What happened was that they lost power, so they were not able to regulate the fission. So what happened was that workers at Indian Point shut down the reactor.
Weathers says it's the first mishap that affected a nuclear part of the plant, the fifth mishap at Indian Point this year.
It's an aging infrastructure. It's 40 years old. You wouldn't trust a 40-year-old appliance to be reliable in your home, but this is a nuclear power plant. And also, we're talking about 20 million people that live nearby that would be affected by a nuclear release had an accident become that serious, and they would have nowhere to go, no place to escape. So we would be 20 million sitting ducks.
The NRC is on the scene, as well as workers from the governor's office monitoring Entergy's activities to understand the cause and make any needed repairs. Indian Point is located in Buchanan, New York, only about 30 miles north of Midtown Manhattan.
TD Bank, stop funding guns. TD Bank, stop funding guns.
Colorful signs with seriousness and purpose. That's what was seen on the Upper West Side in Manhattan on Sunday in front of TD Bank. One read, not one more. Another said, enough is enough. Stop funding for guns, financial smoking guns. TD Bank, blood money.
When unspeakable gun violence becomes commonplace, when mass shootings are all too frequent, when the streets of our city are awash with the blood of innocent children and seniors, and when guns end up in the hands of criminals intent on maiming or killing law enforcement officers, when will we, the citizens of these United States, rise up and do something?
New York City's public advocate Tish James wants to hold financial institutions accountable. Institutions like TD Bank, which gave a nearly $300 million loan to gun manufacturer Smith & Wesson. James said TD Bank has millions of dollars in contracts with New York City and millions more in deposits from New York City residents. Money, she says, which is going to fuel gun manufacturers.
Is that acceptable?
That's not right.
We must not do business with a company that funds guns that kill our children. And so I've got five simple demands for TD Bank and for any other financial institution. Terminate your support of Smith & Wesson. Fully disclose any income earned on the Smith & Wesson deal. Review any contracts and terminate any business with any gun manufacturers. And donate income to all organizations that deal each and every day, that are struggling every day to make ends meet because they're standing up to gun violence and to the NRA, and publicly pledge to never do business with any gun manufacturers.
That's right.
James says if banks like TD Bank divest from gun violence, the city will partner with them, support them, and if they don't, she said, they should find another city to do business.
End gun violence now. Say it like you mean it.
End gun violence now.
Say it like you mean it.
End gun violence now.
Say it louder.
End gun violence now.
Guns made by Smith & Wesson were used in the shooting which killed 14 in San Bernardino, California, and in the Aurora movie shooting in Colorado. Since the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, there have been 1,029 mass shootings across the U.S. In other news, in a country which is mired by an economic crisis, Venezuela's opposition coalition won control of the National Assembly by a landslide on Sunday. This stunned the ruling party, and it alters the balance of power 17 years after the late Hugo Chavez kicked off the nation's socialist revolution. Don DeBar reports.
President Nicolas Maduro criticized U.S. meddling in Latin America during his speech Sunday night, recognizing the opposition victory. Cuban President Raúl Castro sent Maduro a message of support while accepting the defeat of Maduro's party in legislative elections. Venezuela supports Cuba with billions of dollars a year in oil, sold at highly subsidized prices, in exchange for medical services from Cuban doctors sent to Venezuela. Cuba has worked closely with both Maduro and his predecessor, Hugo Chavez. Maduro's supporters gathered outside the Venezuelan embassy in New York. They, too, denounced U.S. meddling in the internal affairs of Venezuela. Don DeBar, WBAI News, New York.
We will not be silent about anti-Muslim and racist hate speech and hate crimes. We condemn state surveillance of the Muslim, Arab, and South Asian communities.
On the first night of Hanukkah, on Sunday night, Jews Against Islamophobia and Racism, New York Jews for Peace, Jews Say No, and other peace groups came out to denounce anti-Muslim and racist hate speech and hate crimes. Dorothy Zellner is spokesperson with Jews Against Islamophobia.
The main purpose of being here is for Jews to stand up against Islamophobia, especially what is going on now, especially with even talks of registering people, with surveilling everybody, with supervising the mosques. It is outrageous, and if anybody should know better, we should. It affects us personally, it affects us politically. We see the signs, we see the hysteria rising. We know there's only one end to this hysteria, and it's a bad end. So we have to stand up. Just know from history, you have to stand up.
New York Jews stood at Rockefeller Center in the shape of a menorah with nine signs symbolizing each of the Hanukkah candles, each an injustice and commitment to stand up for the dignity for all people.
We fight anti-Muslim profiling and racial profiling in all its forms. We call for an end to racist policing. Say her name, Black Lives Matter. We stand against U.S. policies driven by the war on terror that demonize Islam and devalue, target, and kill Muslims. And we welcome Syrian refugees and stand strong for immigrant rights.
Jane Hirschman is with Jews Say No.
There's so much structural racism right now in this country particularly and all over the world. And so we felt it's very important that we rekindle our hope for justice. And for us, when we light the candles over Hanukkah, we really want to say that we're really, as Jews, against Islamophobia, we're against the racism that's happening. It's been absolutely horrible what's happening in the Muslim community. People are being killed, people are being, you know, harassed, children going to school, mosques are being, you know, emptied out and attacked. And we need to have the refugees from Syria welcomed all over the world and welcomed in this country, even though the Republican governors don't want that. And so we as Jews during this holiday are standing up and saying no more.
Islamophobia is used by the government to distract attention to what the government is doing to minorities in this country, according to Nick Abramson with Jews Say No.
The public uses it. Republican candidates use it. Lots and lots of people use it. They focus on the other as opposed to what's really happening, what we're doing all around the world. We're causing this. We're bombing lots of countries. We're creating jihadists wherever we are, and we're blaming it on Muslims in this country. That's why we're here today.
With New York as the lead, each evening of Hanukkah, participants in 14 other cities across the U.S. will stand in public squares to pledge their commitments to the fight against Islamophobia and racism. On the last night of Hanukkah, New York Jews will come together once again. You can find out more by going to Jewish Voices for Peace. It's at jvp.org. The WBAI Evening News for Monday, December 7th, 2015. The listener-sponsored news is produced in New York by Linda Perry with help tonight from Don DeBar. Have a good evening.